You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? How much do work, health, relationships matter? What about happiness, meaning, money, and love? What if you're alone or anxious, ill or in pain? These are the questions we explore weekly on the top-ranked Good Life Project podcast, hosted by me, award-winning author, four-time industry founder, and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned experts, iconic writers, and researchers, and while everyone from Olympic gold medalists to world-shaking activists, A-list celebs, musicians, and more, all with the single goal to help understand what it truly takes to live a good life and to feel a little less alone along the way. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
As modern science expands its knowledge of the world around us, it continues to draw from the important resource of local indigenous peoples. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Scientists working with beekeepers in the Hindu Kush Mountains of the Himalayas found out firsthand the value of a little indigenous knowledge. Local farmers kept a research team from poisoning themselves by warning them not to eat the spring harvest of Red Cliff honey. Farooq Ahmad works with beekeepers in the Hindu Kush.
Indigenous people, they keep on transferring information from generation to generations. For example, we have very limited understanding about the use of this mountain cliff bee honey. The spring harvest is poisonous. If there was no interaction between us and the local farmers, we would have used it honey as a food.
After making inquiries, Farooq and his team found out that local people use this red honey sparingly, not as a food, but as a medicine.
They used it, spring honey, in high mountain areas as a relaxant. And the color of the honey, which is being harvested in spring in those areas between China and Nepal border, is red. It is red honey. It is intoxicated honey. And we are also in the process of analyzing this honey. This is the information which we got from farmers, and we had no information about this.
We'll learn more about Hindu Kush cliff honey in future programs. If you'd like to hear about our new Pulse of the Planet CD, please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.